Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Saturday morning on WGN, and that means it is time for Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. Broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio, Lou's got a great show in store for you, so stay tuned in. And if you've got questions, now is the time to call. Pick up that phone and call us at 857-577-4LOU. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Toro and Chevy Drive, Chicago.com. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
We got lots of things to do outside, but the weather certainly is not cooperating, and anything that we can do to help you, just pick up the phone and give us a call, 857-557-4LOU. Good morning to Andy. Good morning to Don. Welcome back. We missed you. I didn't get a note that you were leaving. You know, normally you send Dad a note.
Good morning. Yeah, you're worried. Sorry about that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I figured you were doing a call, so I didn't want to bother you. So anyway, hi. Nice to have us all back together again.
Yes.
Hey, can I make a quick suggestion before we start taking some calls?
Absolutely.
And Dean Richards has been talking about this. I think he'll probably talk about it tomorrow as well. There's a show in Chicago that goes through the end of April that my wife and I went to see at the Goodman a couple nights ago. Good Night Oscar.
Yes, oh, so Sean good. Hayes,
yeah, he's
right?
talked about
Sean
that a lot, Hayes. Yeah.
Okay, all I could think about is Don Kleppen in the sense that he portrays this character, this man, this real-life person named Oscar Levant, who is now deceased, but he was this composer, pianist, comedian, frequent... talk show host guest, or not talk show guest, yes. You know, and he started in radio, and he was this very kind of biting, he had this quick wit, and if you start to go down the rabbit hole of Oscar Levant, or Levant, it is something else, and Sean Hayes is excellent.
Wow, yeah, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, and I saw Dean yesterday, and we were chatting about it, and he said the play is going to New York, and Dean said he's going to win the Tony.
Oh, man, good for him.
It was so good.
I can't wait to see it. That sounds awesome.
It's only through the end of April, so you see if you can get a couple tickets and you and Gretchen can go see it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Andy, you would really like it. It's just so good.
All right.
And it's my favorite kind of show, 90 minutes, no intermission.
Yes, rock
right?
on.
But then here's my one complaint. Now, I'm looking in the audience, and, you know, it's not a bunch of kids, right? I mean, it's not... You know, we're not seeing Dua Lipa. See what I did there?
Nice.
Yeah. Huh? How about that? Look at that old guy, Dua
topical.
Lipa. Yep,
topical.
Thank you. I bet you at least six times somebody's cell phone went off.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Yes.
What are you that's so rude.
I mean,
there?
Just turn it off. I promise you, none of us are that important. For 90 minutes, you can't turn your phone off? And I'm going,
that's
come
unreal.
On. And there was one person that was probably, we were up in the balcony, and it was probably like four or five rows, and it was off, like it wasn't on ring, but it must have had a vibrator that you could make a milkshake with. It was unbelievable.
Those are bad too. Yeah.
I mean, the whole row was shaking. I was like, what are you doing?
And you just press the side button to stop any kind
right.
of alerts.
Right.
Like, where is your awareness?
Or how about you just turn it off?
Yeah that's
you know
too
what I mean? Is someone going to call you to say, Dr. Smithwick, we need you immediately for heart surgery. I mean, what are we doing?
Not during Good Night Oscar, you
If
don't.
You're on call, then don't go.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, although I was with my mom the other morning, real quick, at a lunch, and she could not turn her phone off. It was ringing. So, I mean, she has it up so...
Like she couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
She could not turn it off. Mom, push the side button. The whole rest. She may have been there with you last night or whatever you
want. Just put it on silent, too. I mean.
It was like, is that Lindsay's mom? Turn your phone off, lady.
I can't get
it's
it off.
The side button.
It's going
I mean,
in the
that's
soup.
What I wanted to say. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I mean, come on.
It's the worst. Just takes
it's
everybody out of it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, go see it. It was really good. And I think when I saw Dean, he did interview Sean, and I bet he'll have that interview on his Sunday show tomorrow. And, yeah, it's really good, really good. 857 5574 Lou. Lots coming up today. A little bit later on, we're going to talk about the price of fertilizer and how it affects us in the things that we're buying. To fertilize our lawn and our garden, obviously it's affected the farmers tremendously. But and then we have a Noodaloo 2 that really blows. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Good one.
Thank you. 857-5574-LOU. Let's get a phone call in here. This is Jim, who's in Wilmette. Jim, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Lou, I just had my basement, which was showing signs of seepage, so I had it redone by PermaSeal. Now I've got, they had to dig up the concrete all around the inside perimeter.
Yep.
So I've got this 3 foot all the way from the wall to the inside around four walls, and I've got a painted basement floor.
Okay.
Now, what do I use? Do I need to pre-treat the new concrete before I put new paint on?
How long has that concrete been down?
The old concrete or the new one?
The new stuff.
The new stuff has been down for about 3 weeks.
Okay. Give it another week just so we know it completely cures, because the concrete typically takes about 30 days. Although, it's a sand mix that they use, nice and smooth. You don't need to pre-treat it. Just make sure that it's clean and dust-free. And any kind of basement paint or concrete paint will bond to the new concrete as well. And obviously you're going to have a line, where the drain tile went in, but, at least it'll all be a consistent color.
So I can just use the same paint on the new concrete and the old painted concrete.
100%.
Okay, we'll do it.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Thank you.
You got it. 857-5574-LOU. Our first call, by the way, is sponsored by bathfitter.com/LOU. We are broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. But I was watching, I was like, man, I want to, we talked about this last week too, fish fry. I haven't been to a fish fry in a while, and I really want to go to one. And I was thinking that was my chance, because I was my wife and I were at different. Mm-hmm. I'd just show up and say, "Could I get a pile of fry?" And then, another aside, I was on Twitter. The Wiener Circle. Anybody? The Wiener Circle. Okay.
Yeah.
That was, our son Quinn and his fiance lived close to the Wiener Circle, and they're actually a very good follow on Twitter if you like biting edge, cutting, mean stuff. Just to keep you honest. But anyway. They have jardinera cheese fries.
Oh, man.
Don,
Oh.
They posted a picture of it, and I never have heard of it or seen it. I sent it to my son. I go, "You knew about this?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah." I go, "We're going." That is, I'm willing to try that. Just a couple of, I know I have a wedding coming up that I have to attend, but, just a little couple of bites.
Yeah, just that for the taste. That sounds explosive.
Delicious. Jardinera cheese fries.
Explosive that is flavor. Like, that's what I mean.
Like, at that point, kill me. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's
right.
I'm done. Oh, my God.
Happily. Happily done.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Jardinera on pizza, too. That's,
on anything.
That's a winner.
I put it in my coffee for crying out loud. 857-5574-LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Speaking of fish fry, we're calling, is it May in Milwaukee?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh, that's a beautiful name, May.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there's a great Tyler Childress song that uses your name, Lady May. It's beautiful.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, how may I help you, May?
Good morning, Lou. I'm calling. I'm trying to get some information on purchasing whole house standby generators.
Okay.
What would be maybe the best brand and what I should look for in purchasing one?
Well, the home office of Generac is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And actually, there's another home office of a North American or offices of a company called Champion. Both make whole house generators. I am a big proponent of whole house generators. I think that you know, the reliability of having that kind of backup installed has such peace of mind. And I also think that it's a value-added proposition someday when you go to sell the home. So the I think that when you there's a bunch of different brands, and they're all equally high quality, in my opinion. Generac, this company Champion that I spoke of, and Kohler, another Wisconsin-based company, all make really good backup generators. The key for you, May, is you have to find the right people to install it. The units themselves that run outside, that run on natural gas, essentially are self-contained, right? Here's the power source. Depending on how much you would like to back up in your home determines the size of the unit that you're going to sell, right? Excuse me, install, okay. Rather. So, you know, a whole house generator is typically between a 15 and 20 kW or kilowatt unit, and it really all depends on what you have going in your home. And then they put either a sub panel, electrical panel, or a giant transfer switch. So it's a big box that they would put in your basement or wherever your mechanical room is. The power goes out. The generator and the system senses that the power company utilities no longer sending new power. A big switch, almost like on TV, you know, when they're bringing Frankenstein to life, switches automatically. The generator kicks on, and you 30 seconds later still have power for everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, you could go to generac.com, which I think could probably find you a installer in your area. The same with Kohler and the same with Champion generators.
Okay, so now I would have to find the installer myself, or do the companies have
So that's why I'm saying, if you go directly to the manufacturer of the units themselves, they will probably mm-hmm. have a dealer locator. Many times, a lot of HVAC companies offer these services, or electricians, full-service electricians, because there's, you know, it's not only the electrical that has to happen, but you have to run a gas line, okay. And they have to determine if, you know, when you run these, they require a fair amount of natural gas to run, so the meter, the gas meter, typically may have to be increased in size. So there's a little bit of noodling that has to happen to make sure that once this is installed, it is properly supplied with what it needs to do its job. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So let's see. Generac would be GENERAC. Lindsay, Generac. And then Champion, like We Are the Champions. And then the other one is Kohler Generators.
Okay. And now those are just Champion, the name, and then the .com. Then is the,
and then the, a .com, the yeah. And then I would say if you went to Generac.com, you absolutely would find the website.
Okay. All right. Are there any other things that maybe you could tell me to try and look for in doing? This is like, there's like so much information out there.
There is. And I think that, again, it to you, now, let me ask you this. How big of a home do you live in? A three-bedroom, four-bedroom?
Three bedrooms,
kitchen. How many bathrooms?
Two bathrooms.
One furnace. Are you on a well and a septic?
On city. City. Not a well or a septic,
right.
Or anything like
and,
that.
And, you know, you're not, for a side job, you're not a welder. Are you in your garage or anything like that? Do you do any welding?
No.
Okay, then you don't. So I think that you would need a smaller unit, which would save you some money, because the bigger the units, right? The thing to remember mm-hmm. is the kilowatts, how big the unit is. And so they'll assess your need, and you know they'll ask you that. Oh, do you like to do some welding? Because you'll need a big unit, but you don't. But so you know you've got one refrigerator, or maybe you have a refrigerator in the garage or something like that.
Right.
You know, they'll just size it correctly, and then I will tell you that you know it's good to get multiple quotes on this, and you have to compare like equipment, but. In other words, those three brands that I gave you, if that's what they're showing, and there's a third, there's a fourth one too, Briggs & Stratton, that's another company that makes it. Any one of those four units are really good. Just make sure that the kilowatts, the KW that they'll talk about, are the same. So if one guy's quoting you a 15 KW Generac and the other guy's quoting you a 10 KW Champion, they should be the same, and then ask the question why it differs.
Okay.
And then you're off to the races. And then here's the thing. You call, get some estimates. If you have more questions that I can help you with, you just pick up the phone and give me a call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, May. 857-5574-LOU is our phone number. 857-557-4568. We're going to break now for a report of WGN Radio News. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here. This is Karen in Third Lake, Illinois. I lost my cell phone at Second Lake, Illinois, but that's a different story. How may I help you?
Do you know what a Bed Buddy is that you put in the microwave to heat up?
A Bed Buddy. Well, I can think of a million things that I can't say on the radio. You mean like it's something you wrap yourself in, it warms you up?
Yes, in the bed. And I think it's got like, I don't know, rice in it.
Yeah.
And so I put in the microwave. I always do it for like a minute. And
Wait. Is this the one you put around like your neck and your shoulders?
Yes, and your back and stuff.
Oh my gosh, my wife has one of those. She loves it.
I love it too.
I think she's cheating on me with that thing. She likes it so much. Go ahead, anyway.
So anyway, I put in the microwave like I've always done for a minute and 30 seconds. Mm. And I walked away, and all of a sudden, I see all this smoke. I went in there, turned off the microwave immediately.
Oh, no.
It was completely black.
Oh, no.
I had smoke all over. I opened up the house. I washed everything down in the microwave. It was full of grease. But anyway, we got rid of the microwave yesterday and got a new one put in, and I washed everything behind it, washed everything down. But the wood above, the cabinet above the microwave, has that smoky smell, and I don't know how to get it out of there.
And it's it's the wood cabinet itself.
Yes.
Okay. There is a spray. So you know the product Crud Cutter. Have you ever used that? It's a degreaser.
But I will get it.
Okay. Well, but I want you to find. So they make a spray bottle, like a pump spray bottle. And they also have an aerosol can, and the aerosol can is good for vertical surfaces, but it's hard to find. So if you can't find it, get the spray bottle. The problem with the smoke and what happened, you know, with whatever caused this, it gets oily, and it's like a waxy buildup, and it's hard to get out of, you know, in particular porous materials like wood. Spray the Crud Cutter onto that. And let it sit there for a good 10 minutes or so, and then use a sponge to kind of wipe it with the grain. Don't go crazy aggressive. You don't want to scratch the wood. And that should clean it. And then after that, you may want to treat that wood with like a cleaner that restores the oils. There's a company called Guardsman that makes a really good daily cleaner, and they actually have a deep clean as well that you could spray on there, let that get absorbed into the wood, and then wipe it to kind of finish it like you were wiping down a nice piece of furniture.
Okay, thank you. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, nobody got hurt, right?
No, no one got hurt, but it was horrible, greasy oil.
Yeah.
And then the smoke.
Right.
Luckily, I turned off the microwave.
Are you going to buy a younger and more youthful bed buddy now to keep you company?
Yes, I am. I got a bear on it.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Well, be careful. Thank you for calling. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. This is Joe, who's in Chicago. Joe, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I have a shower area with bathtub tiled and a 30 by 30 window. I want to add one of those shower insert kits.
Okay.
I've yet to see any at the big box stores. There are usually one or two of them that have maybe one ledge. I'd like to look somewhere that had a bigger display, or if I'd even be able to save that bathroom window.
So you want to keep the window, you want to put in you want to put in the liner.
I'm going to have somebody put it in. Sorry.
Okay. Well, is the window, what's the window made of?
It's the old block.
It's glass block.
8x8.
It's glass block
window. Yes,
oh, okay.
Sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you that Bath Fitter, who's a sponsor of this show, they can do that and work around that window, and they'll custom make not only the insert for the tub, but the walls as well to go around this. And then they'll do they'll do some sort of ledge, you know, so that you can maybe put your shampoo on, and do returns coming back so it's all nice and clean and caulked up. You save the window, you get the natural light. And, you know, it literally would be a custom fit one. What part of Chicago are you in?
Midway Airport area.
Okay. They go all over the place. Bathfitter.com. And right now they're running a deal, I think, /Lou, my name, L-O-U. And set an appointment and have them come out and take a look at it.
All right. I always like a plan B. Is there a second? Is there somebody else that...
Well, there's a bunch. But there's a bunch of different companies that do it. You know, anybody that does an insert, I'm trying to think of, you know, there's another company called Luxury Bath, which is a completely different system. There's another company called Rebath. They're actually based out of Arizona, but they do stuff here as well. I happen to know the Bath Fitter people, but, you know, you absolutely are right.
Sure.
You should get multiple quotes and find the people that you are most comfortable working with.
Thank you very much, Lou.
You got it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Chicago's very own WG.
Hi, Robert Andreas was a World War II veteran who served in the 82nd Airborne Division. In 1956, Robert became a bricklayer in Cicero. A few years later, Robert began to focus on concrete, and with his sons Bobby, Brad, and Byron, Robert Andreas and Sons Concrete Contractors was born. Now, in the beginning, it was his three sons and a laborer doing all the work by hand. Today, Robert Andreas and Sons is a company with state-of-the-art equipment that can handle the smallest residential projects all the way up to the largest industrial or commercial jobs. Now, as owners, Byron oversees the company's operations, while Debbie, his sister, oversees the company's administration. Byron's daughter, Sarah, the third generation, she handles all the sales and marketing. She's our favorite. Now is the ideal time to have Andreas and Sons install or repair your driveway, sidewalk, patio, or steps. Do yourself a favor and contact Andreas and Sons. They are a true family-owned business. 708-863-5735 or visit andreasconstruction.com.
You jump into the car with your briefcase, rushing to an important business meeting. Hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. all for just $47.
Service to a green tea.
Garage doors fail when you least expect it. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green
tea. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
You know, it is spring, and it's time to turn the house you like into the home you love with a little help from DuPage Credit Union. With a cash-out refinance, DuPage Credit Union can help you utilize your home's equity to get you the tax-free cash you need for those improvements. Or they can help you borrow up to 90% of your home's value with a home equity line of credit. Whatever you need, DuPage Credit Union's home loan experts will match you with the best solution. They'll work with you from the application to the closing and throughout the life of your loan. For credit costs and terms or to apply, call 800-323-2611. Can I make a note, about the DuPage
Sure.
Credit Union spot for me? They wrote out the letters in the copy. That's like a little pet peeve of mine.
Well, like, what do you mean?
Like, they wrote the letters 8 and 100 and 2 and 3. So to me, that's confusing. I would rather see the numbers.
Okay. Noted.
Can you call somebody? Get on that. Have my people call your people. Do I have
people?
I
am
your
person.
You're my people. Okay. People, 800-323-2611 or visit DuPageCU.com. That's DuPageCU.com. DuPage Credit Union is an equal housing lender, opportunity lender, NMLS number 405096. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured. Members' deposits are privately insured up to $250,000 per account. Boy, I'm having a hard time with this one. I should probably reread the whole thing for the poor people at DuPage Credit Union. They're nice people, and the deposits are privately insured up to $250,000 per account through American Share Insurance. DuPage Credit Union, banking inspired. The website, again, is DuPageCU.com.
Need some help with that home project?
I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to tell you that I don't want you to put this on your roof. And the reason is...
Need a second opinion?
You'd probably be better off trying to do this as opposed to something that's going to be a different color.
Do you think you've tried everything?
It's going to melt the wax, absorb the wax, and then you're just going to take a clean rag and wipe up whatever's left.
Now back to your handy host...
Well, why didn't I think of that?
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Water and electric. Place to drain the septic. Any KOA is A-okay as long as I'm with you.
6:52 in the morning. Our phone number is 857-557.
If I can't bring
for Lou, that's me. 857-557-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with, I think I'm going to go to line one and talk to Elise, who is in Tinley Park. Hi, Elise.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi, I was wondering about exterior brick staining, if you had a recommendation of a product to use.
Who's going to do this work?
Myself and my husband.
Oh, I like it. A couple that stains brick together stays together. Did you ever hear that? It's on a t-shirt.
I did not.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I did not.
You'll be married for the rest of your life. What do you think the secret is to it? Elise, what do you think the secret is to your marriage? You've been married to your husband for 50 years. Oh, we stain all our brick together. And I mean, that's it. That'll be your line.
It will be.
This is a little tricky to do, Elise. So if you're going to do it, what tell me about the brick you have now.
It's ugly. That's all I know.
Okay. But it's not painted, correct?
No, there's nothing on it currently.
Is it a single story or a two story home?
Single.
Okay. Number one, you're going to pressure wash the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then number two, you're going to do any needed tuck pointing that needs to happen. Are you going to do that too or no? You didn't
sure.
think about that. All right. Okay. All right. I mean, look, I like your chutzpah.
We'll figure it out.
All right, you'll figure it out. Then there are stains that are specifically designed for brick. A lot of the major staining companies have offshoots of it, like even Minwax. There's another company called Eagle that makes masonry stain. Some are waterborne, some are oil-based, and it all depends on the ease of use. The oil-based tends to last longer. Do you happen to have an area of the home, like in the back or something, that's behind a bush or hidden somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to practice because, you know, if you hired somebody, Lindsay, what was the name of that company? We had a sponsor a while ago that did this for a living. Didn't they do something?
Yeah, I don't think they're around anymore.
But there's another.
Phoenix Brick.
Phoenix Brick was the name of that company. They're not around anymore, but there's another company called Nawcaw. Nawcaw. I'm just thinking that I know you want to do this yourself, Elise, but I also think that it would be worth your while to at least chit-chat with somebody. So here's the thing. You could even just chit-chat with them, and they can come out and take a look at it. And then you ask more probing questions, like, you know, inquiring minds want to know. You know, like, oh, hey, Jimmy, what kind of stain do you use? You know what I mean? And then you're talking, and then your husband's got his cell phone in his pocket, and he's recording the whole conversation. Don't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah.
But, but the company is, it's called Nawcaw, NAWKAW.com.
Okay.
And they do a lot of commercial work, but I believe they do residential. And what you're going to do is, you know, typically you put this on with a brush, like you're dabbing it. You're not rolling it on. It's not like you're, you know, painting a bedroom. So there's a little bit of artistic blending that has to happen.
Okay.
All right. Helpful?
Very helpful. Thank you so much.
Elise, what is the secret to your long marriage to your husband?
My staining of brick.
Yeah, right. Love wins. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Anna DeVlantis, WGN Radio's investigative correspondent, finds out why. Anna DeVlantis gets you answers on Chicago's very own WGN Radio.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Toro. Get your yard into shape this season with Toro's powerful line of 60-volt Max Flex Force battery yard tools. With over 50-plus interchangeable tools to choose from, mowers, leaf blowers, string trimmers, chainsaws, pole saws, edgers, and more, you're covered for every single job with confidence. And they all use the same battery. With Toro's 60-volt battery lineup, you've got power without compromise. Toro, count on it. Get yours at a Toro retailer near you.
Over 40% of Americans over age 65 have knee osteoarthritis. That tissue wears away and it doesn't grow back. Researchers say eating a 3 to 6 ounce serving of fish at least 4 times a week can help reduce osteoarthritis inflammation. Salmon and tuna are good omega-3 rich choices. And here's one more good choice, the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park, Oakbrook, and Northbrook. They can't restore that cartilage you've lost, but they can put a lubricating gel where it was. And this works. And they're expert at a quick non-surgical procedure that your insurance is probably going to cover. So eat smart, stay lean, and as fit as you can, and hobble on over to the Joint Relief Institute location near you. Start by clicking on jointreliefinstitute.com. You can do this. Just sit in front of your computer, and instead of going on a website and getting mad at the things those people are saying out there, just click on to jointreliefinstitute.com or call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Lisa, I have the answer to all of life's questions.
Oh, yeah, Phil?
It's about time.
Okay, let's see. Cubs?
It's about time.
Warm weather?
It's about time. Like that great loan at Lakeside Bank.
Wait, banking?
Yeah, Lakeside Bank. Remember the runaround at that other bank?
Ugh, yeah.
Forms and forms, bunches of people. Lakeside Bank, one guy. He got my business, he got me, I got my loan.
Nice. Ready to go?
Yeah.
It's about time.
Cute.
Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Pete is happily scratching an instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. So even though the leak in his canoe turned his fishing trip into a fishing dip, Pete's walking on air because he knows anyone could win in an instant. Play today. Be smart, play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. Game odds available at IllinoisLottery.com.
The True Crime Podcast, What Happened to Sandy Beal, investigates the alarming death of a young woman who dreamed of a career in law enforcement. Journalist Melissa Jeltson untangles the mystery at the heart of the case, revealing a troubling pattern of behavior from officials and a possible conspiracy.
I didn't take any of that crap because I could tell that they were hiding something.
Listen to What Happened to Sandy Beal wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to, Lindsay, I'm going to read the By the Yard commercial, but I think that my wife and I have a problem with By the Yard. It's sort of...
Oh, yeah. Addictive.
Yeah, I think it's becoming our Yadro. Yadro? Yadro? Remember the Yadro figurines people collect? Yadro? Isn't that what it's called? Or Precious Moments? Yadro. Precious Moments, I'm right about yes. Yadro, right? You don't know what that is? Google that.
I know Precious Moments.
Right, Yadro. It's
I'm
like
very young.
Yeah, you are very young. But so we just ordered in advance a while ago new Adirondack chairs, and they just came, and tables. They are so nice. I mean, I already knew the stuff was nice, but there every now and then I know I've spoken about this, but I'll hear a song or something and I will send it to Lindsay. I'm like, oh, you got to do this as a rejoin. She has made so many of these little rejoins and stuff for me, and she's like, you have so many. I go, I know, but then this is what inspires me right now. And then you'll every now and then come up with, and your big thing is you need to be inspired when you're making them.
I do.
And and then every now and then you'll come up with this, not every now and then, more often than not, you come up with these gems. And the fine sandpaper one was just hilarious with the song, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then really the most fun ones are when we talk, when it's the listeners, right? When they say something that is just funny,
sure.
Like, I need some help with my heartburn, right?
Yeah.
From the fish fry. That is just so funny. And it's just so real and just so fun. So thank you for putting all that together. I know I can be crazy, but it's so fun to listen to.
In the best way possible.
That's right. In the best way possible. Right, sure. Well, that's just because you might want to make sure the paycheck doesn't bounce. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. By the way, spring is here, right? And it's a great time to turn your attention to sprucing up the home and tackling those projects that you've put off all winter long. Tune in next Saturday, April 16th from 6 to 10 for our spring cleaning show, when we'll talk about everything from carpets to paint and so much more. Our spring cleaning show is going to be sponsored by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You can schedule your carpet and rug cleaning at WGNclean.com. By the way, I heard all about the rug spa. Wait till I give you all the details about the rug spa. I mean, it's amazing. There's music. There's like disco lights. It's amazing. J.C. Licht for 25% off all Benjamin Moore Regal paint. Visit WGNpaint.com. Let me tell you, go get that coupon right now because paint is so expensive. Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Spring clean your dirty fireplace at cleanfireplace.com. And Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. That's all next week, next Saturday, rather, our spring cleaning show on April 16th. All right, let's get back to the phone lines now and talk with, I believe this is Kim. Kim is in Huntley. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hello, Kim. Oh, did Kim hang up on me? All right. Well, we'll put Kim there, and then we'll talk with, how about Kathy? Kathy is in Algonquin. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you, Lou?
I'm doing
Thanks
great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How may I help you?
I'm trying to fix some scratches and worn areas on my wood finished doors, but I don't want to refinish the entire door.
Okay.
And you mentioned a product yesterday when you were on Bob's show, and all I remember is you said, prepare to be amazed.
Prepare to be amazed. Yeah, that's what I say right at the beginning of every show, you know, here at House Smarts Radio. Prepare to be amazed. Now, the product is called Howard's Restore a Finish. You know, of all the tattoos that I would ever get with products, that's probably one I should get because I've been talking about this one forever. And I learned about it probably 20 years ago at an antique store. It is a what's called a wood amalgamator,
What color are those doors?
Gosh.
Like a lighter?
I don't know the exact color. Kind of a walnut,
okay.
I would say. Just
they
to be
make,
general.
So they have a neutral, which you can use on a bunch of different woods, but then they also have ones that have a little shading to them. I would probably stay with the neutral for what you want to do. Quadruple zero steel wool. Are you going to take the doors off the hinges or leave them on?
I was going to leave them on. They're just little, like my grandson has taken a toy and banged on the door, and it made like 100 little chicken scratches.
God bless him. And so put a, you can scratch the door all you want, little guy. Put a drop cloth underneath the door. Take the Restore Finish and pour it into a container. Wear some rubber gloves. Buy some quadruple zero steel wool. And you're going to dip the steel wool into the container of the product. Wring it out with the grain. Go, I don't want you to like you're scrubbing a pot, right? I want you to go long and not a ton of pressure up and down and kind of blend it like you're blending. And
okay.
Then take a clean rag and wipe it and then see what you see. And if you got to put a little more pressure to get rid of it all, do that. If you spend too much time using this, Kathy, you'll actually take the finish off.
Oh,
the whole idea, it's like going to it's like getting a facial. Just a little bit, right? Just to get the skin looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, right? That's great.
Yeah, it should work for you just fine. And then one other thing, it's a petroleum-based product, so it's stinky. Make sure you keep a window open.
Okay,
right?
Sure will. Thank you so much, Lou. Couldn't do anything without you.
Oh, you're very kind. Thanks so much for calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU is the number that Mike called. Oh, sorry. I hit Mike right before you said break. Mike, hey, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing
Love
great.
Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I had a shower. We had a new shower installed, and we had a shower pan put in. It's from Swanstone, which is really not. It's like a half inch thick acrylic.
Yep.
I think.
I'm familiar with it.
So
yep.
It's semi solid. You probably know what it is. But when I walk on the shower pan, I can feel my weight move, you know, shift back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they installed it correctly.
When did this all happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So the pan is it fiberglass or is that also Swanstone?
It's all one piece.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's all one piece. Yeah.
It should not move at all, in particular, 2 weeks later. They should have mounted, when you put this pan in, they typically use a product called Structolite, which is sort of a lightweight gypsum, and they put a big mound of it on the subfloor, and when they set the pan in, it kind of, you know, pushes in and molds up around it so that, you know, a little bit of movement, like a 16th of an inch that you probably wouldn't even feel, that's appropriate. But you shouldn't be, you shifting around while you're in the shower and that movement will eventually crack that base. So
yeah,
that shouldn't be. And when they say, oh, that's normal, it's not. And unfortunately, the fix is not easy.
I was afraid of that.
They got to pull it out. They got to pull it out and reset it.
Yeah. I kind of suspect they didn't use anything on it to set it because of whatever. But that's a whole nother. Okay. Well, I just wanted your opinion on it.
Yeah, no, it should be. I mean, that is the Structolite is old school, but it's still used and it still works. And, you know, a lot of them say, oh, no, the pan's got self-supporting, what that, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is, you know, it's like the, I mean, yeah, you're standing in there with your bare feet, but, you know, it there's a statistic about, you know, if a person's wearing high heels, you know, the pressure that's on the
the little part of the heel, you know, on a floor. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, 10,000 pounds or whatever it is, you know, concentrated on there. Well, the same is when your feet are there. You know, you move around and your heel digs in. There shouldn't be any movement. Period. The end.
Yeah.
And if they tell you that it's normal, it's not. It's going to crack.
Right. That's what I, yeah, that was my fear too, that over time it would crack.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Lou. Like your show. You know, I think I'm literally a little jealous of you because I think my wife likes you better than me. So I'm a little, you know, good with that.
Well, it's nice to know that somebody, so I hope my wife still likes me, but so that's good. No, I like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. That, but,
all right,
I appreciate you calling. You too. You know what? I was just an observation that I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Okay. I just talked about high heels.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I would have said, you know, when a lady's wearing a high heel. Now I just said when a person's wearing high heels. Right? See, I can
good
learn.
Job.
Right? Yeah. Yadro. Hey. Wait, who did I say this morning? Dua Lipa.
Oh yeah, you're so.
I don't even know who that is. I've just heard the name. Mm-hmm. Who is it? Is she a singer?
She's a singer.
Is
yeah.
Is it a she?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is she good?
Yeah. She's fun. She's a fun singer.
Like peppy. Fun?
Kind of pop. Yeah.
Poppy.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. For all your Dua Lipa talk, stay right here on 720 WGN and House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 857-557-4 Lou. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Oh boy, April showers bring May flowers, but in Chicago it can also bring flooding. Jack Arnold, owner of Arnold Electric, and his team of licensed electricians have been in thousands of homes and have seen the damage that the springtime floods can bring. Protect your home from Chicago's seasonal flooding with a home backup generator. Oh, we were just talking about that earlier today. Although that lady lived up in Milwaukee. I don't know that they go all the way up there.
You know, it doesn't want to, it's just not, it's just tired.
Anyway, welcome back. House Smarts Radio, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines now and try again. This is Kim in Huntley. Hi, Kim. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course.
Our house was built in the early 90s, and it has the original cedar siding on it. And we're getting to the point now where we're having to repaint it more and more frequently. So yeah. I'm wondering, probably we need to replace the wood, but do you have any other opinion about what sort of siding we should look at before we do that? We like the look of cedar, but are there other options maybe available to us?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. That if you were going to replace right now with cedar siding, it would cost you an arm and a leg and a small boy. That's mm-hmm. so expensive. And and the one thing, and I like wood, don't get me wrong, but you do run into the, you know, regular maintenance that has to occur with painting a surface like that. And if you like the look of wood, there are a bunch of synthetic materials out there, Hardy Board, and there's a product by CertainTeed called Smart Side, which are blends. They're like, the Hardy Board is actually concrete, but it looks like cedar. And it's really a forever material when it's installed correctly. I don't love their corners. I don't like their outside corners and inside corners. You can do something like an AZEK there, but for the siding itself, it's really good stuff. And if you get their factory finish, it comes with a 15-year warranty. And it looks beautiful.
Okay.
But it's also probably the most expensive option for you. What's the overall plan for your home? Are we there in the next 15 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it's, you know, it's an investment, but many of these companies, like for instance, I just read an ad for Lindholm Roofing. I don't know that they come out to Huntley, but you can ask them. Cobblestone Remodeling, they also have an exterior division. They could give you a quote on a whole house. The other thing too to keep in mind, Kim, is if we're going to do all the siding, you know, what condition are the windows?
Yeah, the windows are actually newer.
Okay, that's good.
Those probably 7 years ago.
Okay, good. I mean, it's just that, you know, I want you to just consider that because if there's any other things that have to happen on the exterior envelope of the home, when you're doing a whole re-side, that's probably worth the time as well. And
gotcha.
And you know, those two companies could give you the prices on that. You can, of course, also do vinyl, which is not wood, which is you said you like. And it's very nice and can look really good. And, you know, it's relatively maintenance-free. You just got to hose it down every now and then just to keep it clean. But that would be considerably less to install, but it would probably change the look of the home.
Okay. Is there a vinyl company that you might recommend just to get a quote to see?
The same two people I just mentioned.
Same two.
Lindholm and,
okay,
and Cobblestone Remodeling would be the two. You have a pencil? I can give you the both numbers. Uh-huh. So Lindholm is, hold on, I got 888, the number 4, roofer, but they do siding and windows as well. And then Cobblestone Remodeling is 773-661-0606.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with the project. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right. When we come back, we have a new Tulu 2. I'm not quite sure I want to share the story about this new Tulu 2. I have not used it in this way, but I do see a way that I could use it because this thing really blows. How about that? And that we were saying that that would be the kind of name that when you name a child, you know they're going to be famous or something, right?
Oh, totally.
Right.
I just thought of the name Spruce for some reason instead of Bruce, like a strong name, like name a son Spruce.
Oh, just right now you thought of that?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why.
I love it.
Lindsay said that her two daughters can sing every word of that song.
Every word.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So Dua Lipa. She's a lovely young woman. She's probably like 20-something, right?
Yes, she right. is.
Most likely.
Right. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, everybody has to come up with these stage names. Not if your name is Dua Lipa.
Nope.
Right? That's there. It. You can go with it. I mean, at some point, I'm going to tell everybody what my real name is because Lou Manfredini was my radio name. But not yet. I'm not ready to give that away. Okay, guess what? It is time for our new Tulu 2, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. When you need a new ride, you need a new Chevy. I'm just going to have you listen to this and see what you think, and then we'll talk about it when we come back. Our new Tulu 2.
Towels are so 2021. In 2022, why not shift our focus to a more luxurious way to dry off, like a body dryer, like a hair dryer, but for your entire body? This week's new Tulu 2 is the Viatech Body Dryer. The Viatech Body Dryer blasts your body with temperature-controlled air at 100 miles per hour. The contraption kind of looks like a big old scale, but you're most likely going to step off of it feeling a lot better about yourself. You stand on the platform, and in seconds, all excess water is dried from your body. The airflow begins as soon as you step on it, and it comes with a remote control that lets you play with the settings. You can adjust the wind speed and temperature to your liking, depending on what you're using it for. Now, you might think to yourself, where would I use this sort of a thing?
Huh?
Well, my friend, I asked the same thing and have discovered there are many places the body dryer can be used. Maybe you want a quicker way to dry off when you get out of the shower. Just place it nearby and step on the platform rather than reaching for your damp towel. Or maybe you're sick of the kids tracking water into the house and piling up wet towels after swimming. Place it by the door and pretty much eliminate that from ever happening again. You can even use it to dry off your pup after a bath. So whether you're using it to dry off from the shower or whether you just need a quick breeze between your knees, if you know what I'm saying, the body dryer is lightweight, portable, and can support up to 350 pounds and suitable for both animals and people. The Viatech body dryer has a price tag of $350, but think of all those towels you'll be saving. Find out more at HouseSmartsRadio.com or check out the House Smarts YouTube channel and be sure to click the subscribe button while you're there.
What about hot flashes?
Well, that, and what I thought of, truthfully, my first thought was...
I just thought of something now quite serious, too, but keep going.
My husband, like David, I always feel bad for men who have to wear business suits into, for whatever, into the office.
Okay.
Or women. But, you know, they've got these coats on, these long sleeve shirts, then it's 100 degrees outside, but they have to wear it for their career,
right.
Or their job.
Right.
And
okay.
David's always gets a little...
Sweaty.
Like, what if you could just stand on, like, in the men's bathroom in the office?
Oh, right.
Just cool me off.
Right. In a women's bathroom, they don't have a shoe shine machine, do they?
No.
That's like a thing, like when Andy and I were kids.
Really?
Yeah, that would be like a... Remember that, Andy? There was like a... You would... It had a red and a and a black...
Buffer.
Buffer.
Yeah.
And it had a chrome pole with a button on the top.
Right.
And you would go and you'd push the button and you'd run your shoes under it and give it a little polish. You'd see it in old school... you know where there
like
was
train
one?
Train stations they had them.
What was the name? What was the name of that? Why can't I think of the restaurant now? It was on Tui.
Okay.
Just east of Crawford. It was like it had a terrible fire. It was across the street from Monasteros where we had our wedding. Oh my gosh, I can think about it. And they used to have a guy on an organ at the bar.
Oh wow.
They had one. It'll come to me. Everyone's knowing what it is right now. It's a famous like restaurant that burned. Anyway, they had one there. And how did I come up with that? Oh, the air dryer in the air dryer for the hot suits in that thing. But then I was thinking, what about somebody that has, you know, we talk about the folks from Axis, people with mobility issues, and you want to stay independent, and you want to shower yourself and bathe, but maybe you have a hard time drying your body off when you come out of bathing. Yeah. And you, I mean, it really has a serious thing. The one thing that it needs for that is handles.
Right. Maybe like you could
like that you
balancer.
Could put, or you could put like almost, it's small enough that if you had a walker, although you need the walker to be taller, you could place it in the center of a walker and you could step up in it and you come out of the shower or the tub and it could keep, you know, that could, and how much are they?
$350.
Oh yeah, they're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
Right. But at first we giggled about it and then I thought, huh. That could have a really good, you know, thing for somebody that has mobility issues, right?
Right.
But I like the dog idea, too.
If you can get your dog to stay on that.
And I was thinking that the next generation could be like what they do with cattle. They put them in the chute, right? If you create like a thing where they walk in, like you open up the door like a crate. Imagine it was like the dog, like Bruno still goes in the crate. But if it had a blower on the bottom, all right, go in the crate. I mean, the dog is so mad, right? But just like 5 seconds, and then like you're going through a car wash.
Totally.
Like that. What was the name of that lady in that did the dog towel that we did in Australia?
Dr. Lisa.
Dr. Lisa. That's her next thing. Dr. Lisa, call her in the... Tell her to put another shrimp on the Barbie. Okay, if you want to learn about the air dryer, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com, and it's posted up on our YouTube channel. By the way, think about subscribing to the HouseSmarts Radio YouTube channel, HouseSmarts TV. Go to YouTube. There's a channel there. We've got a bunch of videos that'll help you maintain and your home and fun stuff to do, and it's all there. And please subscribe. We'd love to have you do that. And by the way, join me in supporting my favorite charity. Misericordia Candy Days is happening. We're going to talk a little bit later on this morning to Sister Rosemary, but we have a virtual candy jar for Misericordia's 36 annual candy days. Now, I've set a goal for $10,000. I know we're going to get there. And with the help of our friends over at Townstone Financial, who are going to make a matching donation of up to $2,500, the money raised helps Misericordia programs for over 600 children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. To make a donation, visit WGNradio.com/candy on that page. You'll see the link to donate. That's WGNradio.com/candy. I was talking, Lindsay, to Sarah, you know, who's in charge of all the promotions. Remember the whole idea of like, I want to come up with some ways to, you know, incentivize people to, you know, to donate. And, you know, there's all this legal stuff that you got to go through. And so I've decided that I'm going to ask for forgiveness. So here's what we're going to do. If you make a $500 donation to my giving page on my candy page, I'm going to take you out to lunch at the Greenhouse Inn at Misericordia. So up to five people, make a $500 donation. And then what I would do, because I got to find you so I can take you to lunch. The Greenhouse Inn is back open again at Misericordia. The food's fantastic and the waiters and waitresses and the chefs are fabulous. They're all residents. Go ahead and make, if you're going to make that donation because you got $500 burning a hole in your pocket, then text Lindsay at 857-557-4-LOU and give her, say, hey, my name is Judy and I'm the one that made that donation. Here's my information, because I don't think I have a way on the giving page to do that. Now people are going to be—they're going to look and see the 500, and all of a sudden I'm going to get like three Judys. Oh no, I'm Judy. It's like there was a game show about that. It was in the 50s, right, or the 60s, where there was a game show like who was the real person. Remember that one?
No. I wasn't alive.
Yadro?
Yeah.
I wasn't either, but I do remember that game show.
I do know Dua Lipa.
$500 donation. I'll take you to lunch at the Greenhouse Inn. $500 donation. Go to WGNradio.com/candy. I'm sure it's not legal, but my heart is in the right place. 857-557-4LOU is the phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Well, I think I might have a Band-Aid for the gentleman that called in with the shower pan problem.
Oh, sure.
I had the same issue a while back, about 4 or 5 years ago. I installed the pan, and I didn't put anything underneath it because the instructions gave me the impression I didn't need to.
Right.
So what I did was I bought a 3/8 drill bit and some 3/8 dowel rod, and then I also went to a local store and bought some caulking sealer, and I drilled holes in the floor underneath the shower pan, and I filled it, you know, full of the caulking that I bought, and then I plugged the holes with that 3/8 dowel rod and kept everything from leaking back out.
Was it an expandable caulking, or was it just caulk?
Well, I bought 3 or 4 different varieties, and I squirted a little bit on a piece of cardboard, mm-hmm. and then let it dry overnight. And then I chose the one that I thought would work best, kind of a pliable that would eventually harden.
Right.
So that's what I chose.
Mm-hmm. You were doing like your own little experiment. I like that.
Yeah. It was an experiment, actually. And then on the drill bit, I think my subfloor was like 3/4 inch.
Right.
So on the drill bit, I wrapped some tape around the 3/4 inch mark to keep myself from drilling up through the bottom of the pan.
Right. Yeah, that's key. You know, and I was going to suggest something similar to that, but he just had someone do this. You know what I mean? He hired somebody to do this, and they should have known better that it needed some sort of... Because the thing, exactly what you just said is a very good point, that... When you put that pan down there, the tolerance between the bottom of the pan and the subfloor is very tight. You slip up with that drill bit, and you're going right up through there. And you don't need much, but you just need a little bit of support, you know, because your subfloor, it's not dead flat. There can be a little pocket, even in the dimensional lumber, you know, in the plywood or wherever it might be. And so, you know, it becomes an issue where you get a little bit, it doesn't take much to feel that, you know, that movement when you're in there. But that's a very good suggestion. I appreciate you calling with it.
Yeah, I just randomly drilled like 20 holes. And, of course, you got to have everything laid out in advance.
I cut
the dowel rod like two inches long, and I put glue on each one of them. So as soon as I got done filling one particular hole, then I reached down and put the dowel rod up in there right away, and then I went to the next hole. So
that's good. That's
bad. It's like 4 or 5 years, and it's working fine, but, you know, I had to do it yourself, or I read the instructions like 20 times, and it gave the suggestion that I didn't need to do that. And so after contemplating for like 7 hours, I finally put it in without doing it, and then realized later that I made a mistake doing that.
So, you know, one of the things, and I appreciate your honesty about all this, is that, you know, this is where experience, you know, like somebody that does this all the time, you know, where the instructions would, as we just said, it wasn't crystal clear, right? They didn't say, hey, Joel, you got to do this. You're like, oh, it says I really don't have to. But then somebody that does it all the time would be like, uh-uh, put it down. Trust me, you want that. And so this is a good conversation to have for people to listen to, and that if they're getting this done as well, to make sure that they're talking about the contract, because there needs to be some support under any of those pans so they don't get that movement.
I agree. I'm a cobbler that has put together a cobbled house, and I feel proud about that.
Good,
in this case here,
right?
I In this case here, I had to cobble up a plan B, and it's working. It took a long time, but it's worked so far. So
that's awesome. Well, Cobbler, you have a good day, and I appreciate you calling this morning. Now I'm going to have peach cobbler or cherry cobbler on my mind all day long. That sounds delicious. Who wants some cobbler? You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Let's go back to your phone calls. 857-557-4LOU. This is, I believe, Leanne in Mundelein. Hi, Leanne. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I have a house built in 1984, and the heat is a basement boiler with baseboard radiators. I'm sorry, with baseboard radiators anyway. I don't know what you call that. And the folks who had the house before me built a loft in a vaulted ceiling. So right now I have like central, I have AC that's, you know, window units, and I'd like to get rid of those and have central AC and heat and AC upstairs. But I don't really like the look of the split systems because I lived so many years in apartments with those kind of units, and it looks like a regular old AC unit, kind of. Is there something, what would you recommend?
What about if we took that, took that cartridge that you don't like seeing and put it up mm-hmm. in the ceiling? Because now, you said it's vaulted?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is there any part of the vault that's flat? Or does it go to a point?
Nope. It goes to a point.
Mm-hmm. Goes to a point. Mm-hmm. Well, they do make cartridges that, so they could, in between the ceiling joist, depending on the rafters, what they are, like if they're at least a 2x8, they can cut a hole in between there and they can put the cartridge in the ceiling. So it'll look like a vent, and then
sure,
then they run the return line and the supply line for the refrigerant down that run and then through the wall. I mean, it's a little bit involved, but that split sure. system is the absolute way you should heat and cool that second floor. You eliminate the other thing too is I will say this too, Leanne, is that those cartridges on the wall where you said, oh, it's just like an air conditioning unit. Remember, it's not in the window. Okay?
Yeah.
And so you get your window back. And then also, the cartridges that they put on the wall, now, they're no longer these giant things sticking out of the wall. They're very low profile. And I think more than anything, it's just a thinking process we need to get to of like, well, this is how I'm going to heat and cool your home. The efficiency of these inverters is so much higher than it was 10 years ago that I think that you will, it would absolutely be a home run and a half.
Money is real important too. Like the initial install as well as, you know, maintenance, but more so right now the install.
No, I understand. But the install, there's no venting, there's no anything. It's just a 3-inch hole that they have to drill and they pop these things in. So, I mean, what I would do is get a couple of quotes. We spoke a couple weeks ago with a company, Mitsubishi, which is one of the originators of this system. They had the very first system out there that had a funny name called Mr. Slim. It still exists, the name. That's funny. I was talking to the marketing guy. He goes, what do you think about that? What do you think about that name? And I go, well, it's just kind of kitschy, but I get it. But go to MitsubishiElectric.com. I have no connection to the company other than I like the guy I was talking to. And they can find you an installer in your area and see if, you know, you can get a quote, see what it's like and what they can offer you. And I think you'll find that they can hide what you're looking for.
Yeah. And then use that same split system throughout the house.
You could. Like, you probably, you know, tell me, what do you have? 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom house? What do you got?
No. It's a small, you know, in Mundelein, a lot of houses were cottages made into houses.
Oh, yeah.
So 1 bedroom on the main floor, a patio that they enclosed.
And then the kitchen
and the main room?
Yep.
And then how many bedrooms upstairs?
Probably two. It's pretty bare right now. I got the house for cheaper because they were not through with...
If they did the cartridges, so based on what you just described, mm-hmm. you'd have five cartridges that can run off of mm-hmm. one inverter. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they'll put one inverter outside. Every room will have its own thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the secret sauce in saving the money is. It's like, okay, well, I'm not in this bedroom. I'm going to turn it off or leave it really low. And it's mm-hmm. just going to, you know, whatever. And you can adjust individually each room by itself. Mm-hmm. If I were building a brand new house today, this mm-hmm. is how I would heat and cool the home. No question whatsoever.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for the help.
You got it. Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. Hey, you know what? It's time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. They used to have the relish tray?
Yes, I do.
With the liver pate and then the breadsticks?
Yeah, because my dad used to work in that area, and I used to meet him for lunch every once in a while.
At Myron and Phil's,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there was like, wasn't there Lonnie Hammond at the organ or something like that? There was a guy in the night at the bar.
Could be.
The reason I bring that up is right now, you know what I'm having for breakfast from my Seattle Sutton? A cheese blintz.
Mmm.
When's the last time you had a cheese blintz?
I don't know.
If you've ever had one. And so the thing with the Seattle Sutton is there's some stuff you're exposed to that you're like, this is really good. I know it's kind of like an ethnic food,
right?
Right?
Like, it's Jewish. Worldly.
It's a Jewish thing, a blintz, right?
Sure.
I love the Jews. I love the blintzes.
You're such a kibitzer.
Well, I'm a kibitzer. Kibitzer. I just can't even say it right. It's so good. I always joke about, you know, being Catholic. And the Catholics and the Jews are so close, right, in the beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that our family, right, Passover's coming up, right?
Yes, it is, next week.
And our family has always celebrated a Passover, a bunch of renegade Catholics, because the Last Supper was Passover, right?
Correct.
I said the Jews and the Catholics are so close. It's just that Messiah thing that's got us separated.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yep, that's the truth.
But I mean, a lot of the teachings, the Old Testament, I mean, it's unbelievably, you know, there's, what is it? It's the Catholic guilt and the Jewish shame. They're just two versions of the same thing.
Yeah, see, I'm a bigger believer in the Jewish guilt. You don't have a Jewish mother.
Right. So, yes. Right. So it's could be a little worse.
Yes. Not that my mom ever laid any guilt on me.
Now your mother is so happy because you're going to get married.
Yes, exactly. She has nothing else to guilt me about now.
Well, I'm sure she'll probably find something, but right now you are high on the list.
Yes, I am.
How are the wedding plans going, by the way?
Slow and steady. We're hoping
slow
to win
steady.
That race. Yes.
Slow and steady wins the race. That's good.
I'm marrying an organizer. She's very organized and has we have spreadsheets. We've got the responsibilities. We're going through right now. Yeah, we're good.
I'm going to send you a Google document, Andy, that I need you to respond to by 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I've got two Google documents open around my computer right now. It's the truth.
So my son, speaking of weddings, our son, is getting married in less than 2 months. And he's in New York right now. His fiance is from New York. The wedding will be in New York. And I was thinking about this, that when I started on WGN radio, he was 1.5 years old. And he's getting married. He's 28.
Wow.
Right? And he's getting married in less than 2 months. And my wife and daughter Carmen are on their way to New York for a wedding shower there, which is nice. But so he went to New York, and they got their wedding bands, Andy. Now, this could be an idea for you.
Okay.
Because Quinn said, no way this would ever happen. Somehow, you know, I get these Instagram, these ads on Instagram, and mm-hmm. I've sent a bunch to Lindsay, like, this is so cool. We should make it a Noodaloo, too. And a lot of times, it's like, you know, you got to be careful what you do.
Right.
There's a company that makes a wedding band that looks like a baseball.
Ooh.
And so it's white, but then the stitching is in the metal, and then it's like blue on the inside. It's actually kind of cool. Quinn said, there's no way in HE double hockey sticks that would go over, but, you know, you being the former baseball announcer, you could at least, you know, put that on the spreadsheet and see what happens.
I just called it up on the, it's called the Leaguer.
right?
It's cobalt. Yes.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool looking.
It's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's talk with Mark, who's in Port Washington. Mark, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Hope you're doing well.
I am. How may I help you?
We have a jetted tub, and we are trying to clean it out. And we have used Whirl Out and vinegar and baking soda. And we're just wondering how many times we have to kind of circulate the water to get all the gunk out. We bought the home about 4 years ago. We've been going back and forth, and we're getting ready to move here. And we're trying to get everything all situated and cleaned out.
It is the biggest pain in the you-know-what because you don't use the tub enough. And
right,
is it a jacuzzi brand?
It's a Kohler Seafarm.
Yeah. So what happens is in those jets, you know, it just sits there. And
yes.
In a perfect world, we need something to go down there and scrub it, like a flexible brush. Yeah. And
my wife has done that.
How deep was it? Like a good? They do make. There's a couple of. Lindsay, what was the name of the company that was my new favorite sponge that had a brush on the end of it? Remember? And it was American made, and it had like I was like, this is my new favorite brush, and you could hang it on the sink, and it was a Noodaloo 2, and they sent us a whole box of stuff. She's looking. Anyway, they have a flexible scrub brush that is on a flexible pin. Go ahead.
Brush Tech.
Brush Tech. BRUSHTEC. TECH.com. And if you take this, now you may have to unscrew the, you know how you've got the jets that you can angle and change position?
Mm-hmm.
They may or may not have a crisscross in it that you can't get the brush in. But if they don't, then take this in there and scrub the inside of that hose while the jets are on and it's low.
Okay.
And the other thing that I would do is, so, you know, the biggest issue is it's a dilution thing with the cleaner. And the mold and the mildew, it's mostly mildew. It's kind of oily, and it sticks to the plastic. I want you to buy 2 gallons of crud cutter.
Crud cutter. Okay.
Both with Ks.
Crud cutter.
And I want you to fill up the tub just over the intake, right, and just over the jets. So I don't, because the thing is, you're going to be diluting the cleaner, so I don't want a tub full of water. And then put the jets on. Do you have the ability to adjust the pressure of the jets high or low?
A little bit, some of them.
Okay. Who's that lovely lady in the background?
That is my lovely wife. She's been doing most of the cleaning, and I've been researching it.
Got it. Right. She's doing all the below neck stuff, and you're doing all the neck up stuff. I think it should be the other way around, don't you think? She's always been smarter than you. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, on low. So now you're going to fill the tub up with warm water. You're going to pour both gallons into this tub. And then you're going to turn the jets on low. What you got to be careful of, it may foam up a little bit. So don't like say, oh, I'm going to let it run. Let's go downstairs and have some coffee. Watch it. Because if all of a sudden it starts to foam up, shut the thing off. And let it run for half an hour. And scrub the jets with that brush that I mentioned. And then let it sit there for another half an hour and drain it. That's as good as it's going to get.
Okay.
And that won't dry out any of the, gaskets or whatever they have.
No. It won't damage any of that. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. Thank you for calling, you two.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Be well. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4. When we come back, we're going to talk about the price of fertilizer. And there's been a lot of talk about, oh my gosh, this stuff is going to be in short supply, and let's go hoard it like we're hoarding toilet paper. Take it easy. We're fine. We're fine this year. We need things to get better in the world, no question. Who knew that, like, Russia and Ukraine were such big fertilizer suppliers? But the U.S. has a lot of stock. But I think you'll find the next conversation to be pretty interesting after this report. But have you paid attention to a lot of the news stories about the cost of fertilizer? Well, here on WGN, you may hear it as part of some of the farm reports that we do and the impact that it's having on farmers. But I wondered if there's a trickle down coming to you and I when it comes to the fertilizer we use, you know, at our homes residentially. So I wanted to ask someone that may have a little bit more information about it than me. Jacqueline Holland is a grain market analyst for Farm Futures, and she joins me this morning on House Smarts. Jacqueline, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about you and what your organization does.
Absolutely. So I am a grain market analyst for Farm Futures. It is a farm media company, and I produce regular forecasts and market reports for growers so that they know how to best navigate their farming operations profitably. So I do that by looking at markets, analyzing prices, and trying to help farmers determine where that's going.
And obviously, you know, this kind of information for farmers is critical because, you know, 3 cents one way or 5 cents the other way when they're buying or selling can make a huge difference as it pertains to the profitability of their business, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And it goes the same way for costs, too, especially with the big rise in input costs we've seen. Those little trickles up can really kind of squeeze those profit margins for growers.
And that has been something I imagine that your analysis over the past few years has really seen happening, right? I mean, the prices and you know, the supply chain issues that all of us are experiencing, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how long it's taken me to get a couch. I mean, that really goes to what the farmers are dealing with too, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, and really in the last year and few months, we've really seen some of those fertilizer prices at the farm gate really skyrocket. And it's really due to kind of an unprecedented compounding of factors. In 2019, it was kind of suboptimal growing conditions. Farmers didn't get the fertilizer applied that they wanted. So there was a huge surplus going into the pandemic that really dropped prices. But then acreage expanded in 2020 and 2021. We saw a lot of fertilizer companies around the world really have to stop production because of COVID.
Right.
We've had problems, you know, with trade flows accessing some of those supplies because of all the supply chain issues. And there have been a lot of other just little freak factors that have really disrupted production. Last winter, the cold snap in the Gulf of Mexico really messed up production schedules because it forced a lot of fertilizer producers down in, like, the Houston area to stop production for a while. So there have been so many incidents like that have happened. But meanwhile, these crop prices keep going higher, and there's more and more incentive for farmers to be planting more acres.
Right.
And so they need more fertilizer.
Right. And now this war in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, I think we all learned, you know, they're like, wow, Russia's a big, manufacturer of fertilizer, and these sanctions and whatnot certainly are not helping either.
Exactly. I think the one saving grace with that is that when spring planting season is really ramping up here, luckily a lot of those farmers already had supplies in place.
Mm.
So that's really good news, you know, for farmers and anybody who eats food, because we're not going to see those price impacts hit quite yet.
Right. Now, you know, so you're what you're forecasting and the kind of analysis you're doing, you know, directly goes to the farmers and their kind of usage. But, you know, then if we take it down to the level of somebody going to their home center or their hardware store or their garden center to buy the fertilizer that they're going to put on their lawn or in their garden, I mean, essentially that product is the same that the farmers are using, just, you know, packaged a different way. And the pressures on the industry are real for that too, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I actually am the one in our household who cares for our lawn.
Mm.
So I drug my husband to Home Depot last weekend, and we definitely stopped and looked at fertilizer, at different fertilizers. And I keep a stockpile on hand for my own personal preferences. But yeah, that was something I was looking really closely at, because it is, you know, those high nitrogen products that a lot of people are using in their yards for the spring. You know, it's kind of the optimal time for application of that. But I was very fortunate. There were plenty of fertilizer options at my local Home Depot. So, you know, I think that kind of goes back to the fact that there are some lags in the production process, and we haven't seen that impact hit yet. So I don't think that we're going to see fertilizer supplies for, you know, lawn care and turf management at this point. But I am a little bit nervous about what we're going to see this fall. So I did buy an extra bag of fertilizer.
Right. Well, and you bring up such a good point, because I think there's so many in the news right now that, you know, are kind of screaming from the mountaintops, oh, this fertilizer, it's all these costs. And what you mentioned about farmers having a good stock, and then I know retailers are pretty well stocked. You know, it appears that we'll probably be okay for 2022, but obviously if things don't improve, you know, on the global stage, on a myriad of things, your conclusion, you know, might be right that we may get squeezed a little bit a year from now.
Yes. And, you know, to give the fertilizer producers credit, and, you know, some of the, even at the retail levels, we are all kind of dealing with this unprecedented shift in how we interact with our supply chain.
Right.
And these are a few groups that really got out in front of it and were proactive about changing inventory management systems and modifying those lead times to ensure that there are still supplies available when they are the most needed by consumers.
Sounds like you've got a bunch of really good information out there. Is there a place that people listening, if they wanted to learn more about what you folks do at Farm Futures, could go?
Absolutely. If you go to www.farmfutures.com, I publish a morning market outlook every day just to help farmers get ready for what may lie in the marketing session ahead, the trading session ahead.
Mm.
And I also publish weekly columns called Ecornomics, where I take deeper dives into different market dynamics, and especially into what's going on with the fertilizer market.
I see what you did there. Economics. Very good. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. You got to have a little fun.
You got to have a little fun. You got to have a sense of humor, right? Jacqueline Holland is exactly. The grain market analyst for Farm Futures. I appreciate you taking some time this morning. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Lou. Same to you.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
I have questions for you about a bathroom remodel. I gutted the bathroom entirely. It was totally pink and it had to go. And I'm at the point now where I have to deal with the pink tub and the tiling around the tub.
Okay.
And so I called in somebody to give me a quote on putting a liner over the tub. And they told me that the tiling around the tub has to be done before the liner goes in. And from what I recall, that might cause a leak. You know, that the tiling and stuff should be above.
So you wanna leave the tub, but you wanna tile the walls.
I wanna tile the walls and then put a liner over the tub.
Yeah. So the issue there with the liner, I mean, the issue, they are correct in the fact that because the liner is acrylic, normally if you were doing a tub, the tub would go first and then the tile would come back and, you know, it technically doesn't rest on the tub, but it kind of overlaps a lip on the tub and then it gets caulked and sealed. But that's because the tub itself is more rigid. The liner, because it's quite pliable in that application, they would custom cut it and they would put a transition piece between the new tile and the liner and then caulk that in place. I don't love that application of a liner. Because
exactly. Just a second, my radio just came on and I don't want to interfere. Just a sec.
All right, hold on. I think she's listening to BBM or something that she's like doesn't want to admit that. Oh, I listened to.
I'm sorry.
Was that a different radio station that you were listening to or?
No, that was you. But I just turned it off. But it's set to come on.
No. Got it. I understand.
Sorry.
So anyway, honestly, if you're gonna go with the liner.
Uh-huh.
I would do the liner on the walls, too.
Really? Okay.
Because I don't love that install of the tub with tile, because it's a potential leaker down the line.
Right.
Now, I will tell you that some of these wall liners, if you upgrade, they're not just, you know, I can show you liners that look like tile. That if you're standing in the bathroom and you walk in and somebody goes, oh my gosh, your bathroom looks amazing. What kind of tile is that? You'll be like, it's a liner. And it's super easy to clean and it looks really nice. We do have a sponsor, Bath Fitter, and you could get an estimate from them and take a look. And if that tile is what I think it is, it's like that thick old pink tile. It is the perfect background for a liner system.
Oh, I took all of that down, so it was gutted to the studs, and
right.
I put cement board up.
Right, but the tub and the walls and the tub of the walls and everything are still intact.
Well, the tub's intact, and the walls were replaced with cement board.
Oh, they are. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And I have questions about that too, because my other alternative is to just refinish the pink tub. But when they put the new cement board in, they put it down flush with the tub, and I thought they were supposed to leave a gap.
Typically, there's a little bit of a gap. It's
the
not.
Tub
it's
and the
yeah.
Board.
I mean, but that doesn't harm. So here's the thing too on that on the refinishing, and I'm just bumping up against time here. If you're changing colors from pink to white, that's a five.
Uh-huh.
That's a 5-year proposition for you. You will start to see peeling around the drain. And so if you're, I mean, now that the tile is gone, what's your plan with the house?
I'll live here for a while, but this bathroom doesn't get used.
Refinish the tub in white.
Okay.
And then put the tile on that you want. And if you don't use it a ton, or even if 5 years from now you got to touch it up or refinish the tub in 5 years from now, you know, and make a decision then, it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
That's a better way to go if you want real tile walls, but don't do the acrylic liner after the fact. It's a bad detail. I don't like that look. That's just my opinion. Thanks so much for your phone call. Hey, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You know, there are moments in when you've been married as long as I've been married, there are moments that you remember that you really screwed up. And if I just think about it for a second, I'm so, like, I'll never make that mistake again. You know, it's like a dog that, I don't know, you know, gets caught in, an animal gets caught in a trap. They'll never do that again, right? No way.
Right. Oof. Learn the lesson, yeah.
Wow. Man, I can...
That's tough, though.
And I can also count on two fingers the times I've been right in our relationship. Twice. I'm pretty sure twice. I can't remember. They're not coming to mind right now, but I know there's twice something. I can't even remember now. There was one recently, but then you forget the ones that happened, you know, 30 years ago or whatever it was. So anyway, trying our best every single day. 857-557-4LOU. 857-55. Andy, by the way.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to watch the Bulls. What's happening to the Bulls?
They're imploding before your very eyes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch the Bulls game. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened to DeMar DeRozan, who was like, they couldn't hit a shot last night to save their life. It looked like I was playing out there.
Yeah, they're not playing any defense either, which is a little worrisome because they kind of hung their hat on that early in the season. And the first half was brilliant. They're 7-15 since the All-Star break and trending in the wrong direction.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad. I mean, it was a fun team to watch. I mean, there's still glimpses of it, you know, with Alex Caruso in there doing his thing. And good to see Ao Dosunmu playing a little bit more and contributing as well in his rookie season. And, you know, LaVine, you never know. He and DeRozan could go off for 45 each in a game. You just don't know right now.
And who's the kid, who's the young kid that's a couple years in?
Oh, Coby White?
Yeah, I mean, he was really hot. And then last night, he just couldn't buy a shot.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, they talk about teams in baseball going into a slump together.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing that's going on here. And you know, it really does start with the Bulls on defense, and they're just not playing defense. Mm. That's a problem.
Yeah. And they're mostly healthy at this point, right? Only Ball, I think, is still the injured guy.
Yeah, and Ball is out for the year, so he's not going to even be taking part in the playoffs. I mean, he's been gone for long enough right now. They should be used to playing without
right,
him.
Right, right, yeah.
But... It'll be interesting to see who they match up with. They're locked into the number six spot, so they'll get whoever finishes third.
Well, so you think they're going to the playoffs?
Well, they're going. Yeah, they're definitely into the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs. All right. So now they're just losing games for the sake of...
Now they're losing games. And, you know, DeMar DeRozan was talking about, we know the first half of the season, we never faced adversity. I mean, we had injuries, but we were always winning. And now all of a sudden, this is a really bad time to be experiencing adversity.
Right.
Maybe they're lulling teams into a false sense of security.
Now, that could be it, too. You know, they're already six, right?
There you go, Don.
That's the way you think.
Underpromise,
you got them right where you want them, like a praying mantis.
They're like, I love it when a plan comes together.
Right, right. You know what I'm going to do?
Through the dance.
I'm going to do something that you're really going to like, and then I'm going to eat you.
Exactly.
Man, I'm glad I'm not a praying mantis.
Me, too.
857-557-4LOU is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talk to some people. This is Marie in Elgin. Marie, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, good morning. I have a house that was built in the 70s, and the trim throughout the entire house is exactly the same. Baseboards, chair rails, six-panel doors, everything.
Okay.
And some of the trim on the molding is flaking and peeling off. I'm afraid if I try to remove that molding, it's going to damage the walls or at least the wallpaper that's on some of the walls. So I don't want to strip it in place. What should I do?
You mean it's flaking, it's painted trim or it's stained trim?
Yes. No, it's painted.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we, and you want to repaint all the trim?
Well, I guess I don't know what my choices are. The paint is flaking on it, and I'm thinking if I try and like spot sand it and touch it up, I'm not going to get anything that's going to match.
No, you'll end up having you'll end up having to, well, there's two things. With the age of the home that you're speaking of, there's a good chance that buried underneath some of that paint is lead paint. So if you're going to do any sanding, you got to be very careful and wear a respirator, or like a mask, rather, because you will create some lead dust when you're doing this. Now, if you hired a painter, they would have to take all these, you know, precautions to do this. But if you do it yourself, you don't have to take all those precautions, which you'd want to for your own health. But, you know, I think what I would probably do is those areas where it's doesn't look so great, let's take some, you know, a sanding sponge, a medium grit, not fine, and go up with the grain of the board and kind of get it as even as possible, and then spot prime those areas and then repaint the entire trim. So if it's an area around the door that you need to do in certain areas, you're going to paint that whole vertical, horizontal, and the other vertical side so that matches. And if you, you know, if the base trim looks good and you cut it nicely and there's a, you know, a transition between the door trim and the base trim and those whites don't match exactly, well, that's not the end of the world, because there's a natural break point. You probably won't see that visually. If you do, you know, you may be opening up Pandora's box where now all of a sudden you're painting everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I have 23 doorways that are like this.
Right.
And they're not all flaking, and the doors are six panel doors, which I really don't want to repaint.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that the best way to start will be to do one and see how it looks. Like, choose a door that is perhaps not the most visible in the home, maybe a bedroom door or something, or a closet door, whatever it might be. And, you know, get a really good paint and primer, semi-gloss latex paint, and a good spot primer. Benjamin Moore makes something, a really nice primer called Fresh Start. Kills has a really good primer, latex base. The oil bases are really good, but it's super stinky, and the whole house will smell to high heaven. So stay with the latex. I mean, if there's not any staining, then the latex will work fine. But the areas where you've got that peeling paint, that's what you have to, you know, blend in and then spot prime.
Well, that latex, I think what's on there right now is an oil-based paint, so I can put this latex primer over it?
You can. As long as you sand a little bit, as I mentioned, and open up the grain of that finish, the primer will bond, then the latex paint goes over.
Okay. If this doesn't look good and I have to, say, replace these, is there any kind of a trim that is like pre-painted, or like a PVC or something that I don't have to worry about?
Well, there are primed trims that you can buy that are pre-primed, but then you would ultimately have to paint it if you had someone to retrim it. If it doesn't look great, then you may want to then use I don't know. It all depends. You could use a paint stripper, and you could get most of the paint off and wipe it away and then repaint. Now, that's a big job, but that is probably easier than replacing all the trim. Because are you the one that's going to do the painting?
Probably.
Okay, and if you were going to retrim the house, would you be the one doing the trim?
I don't think I can do that. I don't know if my husband is capable of doing it or not. I probably.
Well, but I mean, that's way more involved and requires a lot of specialty tools and a lot of time. If you decide to strip it, if you're like, it just doesn't look good and I want to try something else, there's a stripper. It'll be hard to find, but it's a very good stripper for paint called Dumond. D-U-M-O-N-D.
All right.
And it kind of looks like white Dippity-Doo. You remember Dippity-Doo?
Oh. Unfortunately, yes. I'm old enough to, yes.
All right, well, it's white, and it's like Dippity-Doo, and you can put your hands in, and it doesn't bother you, but if you put it on the wood, it will take the paint off and give you a nice base to put the new paint on.
Okay, so you'd have to,
you can't just do a spot like that.
Though. No, no, no. You would do the whole thing. You do the whole thing.
Okay.
My point is, if you try what I just described and you are unhappy, then I would then I would strip all the paint, and you don't have to get down to the bare wood. You just need to get down to the base. Then you paint it all with a paint and primer in one.
Well, when I see what's flaking off, I see the wood underneath there. Yeah, I guess my concern is trying to match it because of sun exposure. All these different doors are probably different colors now.
Right. That's why you got to try one and see how it goes and then make your decision from there.
Okay. Do you have anybody that you could recommend in the area that if it, I want someone to do this painting for me?
In Elgin, I think the easiest thing for you to do is go to the NARI website. I don't have anybody specific out there. NARI.org, NARI.org, and look for a painter that's a member out there. Do they still make dippity-doo, Lindsay? Dippity-doo? They do. Is it green?
You've had me look it up before. I don't know. I don't even know what it is, but I remember looking it up for you.
I don't know what it is either, but I just remember dippity
dippity-doo. Dippity-doo.
It's something for your
girls
hair.
With curls.
Is it girls with curls?
It looks something in a pink... like gel?
Is it like a...
Oh, vintage dippity-doo is green, yes.
Oh, and is it like a setting thing for your hair or something?
Yes, it looks like a styling gel. Setting gel.
Setting gel.
Mm-hmm.
And do they still make setting gels that are a different name? Like, is that still a thing that people use?
I mean, yeah, I suppose. Now it's like, I feel like they have sprays.
What's the thing that the men use? Pomeroy or...
Pomade. Pomade.
Pomade. Pomade. Why do I think your husband is a pomade guy?
Totally.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There you go. The precursor to pomade, all you young people? Dippity-doo. You're listening to House Smarts Radio, 857-557-4LOU, broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. We'll be right back. Carpets to paint and so much more. Our spring cleaning show is sponsored by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Schedule your carpet and rug cleaning at WGNClean.com. JC, 5% off all Benjamin Moore Regal paints. Visit WGNPaint.com. Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Spring cleaning your dirty fireplace at CleanFireplace.com. And Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered at LindholmRoofing.com. All right. 9:30 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News with Don Kleppen. For those that don't know, Misericordia is a place that offers a community of care that maximizes the potentials of persons with mild to profound developmental disability, many of whom are physically challenged. And by serving society's most vulnerable citizens, Misericordia also serves the families who want the best for them, yet perhaps cannot provide it at home. One of the biggest fundraisers that happens at Misericordia is Candy Days. And traditionally, you used to see people on the street and they would collect donations the last weekend in April. And they've always had great partners and tons of volunteers. The pandemic has certainly changed a lot of that. So once again, this year, it is virtual. Joining me on the phone line is Sister Rosemary Connolly, the now former executive director of Misericordia and the new chairwoman of the Misericordia Foundation. Sister Rosemary, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, Lou. I'm fine. And thank you so much for making this possible.
The Candy Days, it's a very important fundraiser for Misericordia.
It certainly is. It's one of the major ones. And, you know, the reason why we're able to give so much to our residents and be so successful is because of the fundraising that we do. And you're one of those fundraisers, and we are so blessed to claim you as our own.
Well,
and Candy Days, extremely important. You know, we're not out there on the streets the way we used to be, but we're collecting in a virtual way, and it's going to be as successful as if we were all and our many good friends out there collecting on the streets. So we thank God for the continuous support of you, my dear friend, and so many other people who are so generous to us and have been and continue to be. How blessed we are.
You know, sister, something that you always say is that, you know, God will have a plan. And certainly the pandemic has been a huge challenge for Misericordia. And you have so many volunteers, so many active people to help fundraise. And you all had to pivot the last couple of years. But you have been, and because I've sat and talked with you about this, amazed at how people have continued their support and generosity, and with Candy Days going virtually once again, the expectation hopefully is people will once again give.
You know, Lou, I'm absolutely overwhelmed with God's goodness to us through His people. They know this is a difficult time for fundraisers, and they certainly have walked this journey with us and have adapted in so many beautiful ways that we can't say, oh, how, you know, sad it has been, because it's been a joy to work with them and continue to see their commitment and their dedication to Misericordia. We are so blessed.
The simplest way is for people to go to misericordia.com, where there is links right on the homepage for people. I myself have a virtual page where people can go to wgnradio.com, but where normally this Candy Days has always been the last weekend in April, it's open and ready right now for people to give donations, correct?
It is. You can donate all month long. We are so grateful to all our friends and supporters. The big push will be on April 29th and 30th. But, you know, you can donate the whole month long. And I know we're going to be successful, because so many people have approached us wondering how this is going to be accomplished. And we're so blessed. We are just so blessed. And we know we're doing God's work. And He certainly walks this journey with so many good people out there that really believe in us and continue to be so supportive and loving and such great friends.
If you've not had a chance to go to Misericordia.com to learn about this really unique place that does such amazing work, go to Misericordia.com. You can learn about the mission. You can see beautiful pictures of not only residents, but staff and the volunteers and all the amazing work that goes on there. But more importantly, when you go there, right on the right-hand side of the homepage is a donate button. Click on that multiple times, and sister has her own page, and usually you're one of the big donate getters. And so while I want my page to do well, I want yours to do much better.
Thank you, Lou. Everyone has been so good. I just get overwhelmed with God's goodness to us through our friends and people who support us so beautifully. And you're up there on the top of the list, Lou.
Thank you very much. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Again, Misericordia.com to donate to Candy Days all during the month of April. Big push at the end of the month. So please go there, donate what you can. And sister, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Lou, and all your dear friends. We're overwhelmed with God's goodness through His people.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break and be back right after this. You can bring as many people as you want, right? Why not?
What?
Come on.
What? Wow.
I mean, whatever. I mean, if I buy lunch, the money goes to Misericordia too. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. So anyway, go to WGNRadio.com/candy. If you make a $500 donation, I'll take you to lunch at the Greenhouse Inn, which is reopened. Great place to go have lunch on the north side when you get a chance to go there. Really, really good. 857-557-4LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Vince, who is in Riverside. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
At the risk of my wife liking you better all the time, I'm going to ask a question that you probably have the answer to.
Okay.
She wonders why she didn't marry you. But anyway, I have a 1920s era brick 2.5-story home, and they have these inset concrete windowsills on the outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And they were painted at one point. I don't know when. But they're pitting and they're cracking and they're chipping, and I don't know how to get them back to looking good. How to restore them? Do I have to sandblast it, bead blast it? Can I just do something simpler?
Do you want to eliminate the paint off of the sill? Or do you want to
I want to repaint it.
You do want to repaint it.
You know, they're painting it white. I just want to repaint it white, and I want them to look good, though.
But now you said there's a bunch of chipping.
Chipping, cracking, pitting.
Okay. What I would probably do is you need... So in the area where the chipping is, that's the biggest challenge. So you can sand it all down using a random orbit sander and get it as smooth as possible. Then wherever those chunks are that you're like, oh, I'm missing a piece of a corner here, you want to build that up with a two-part epoxy, okay?
Okay.
A sandable two-part epoxy. So it's either going to be a JB Weld or... There's a company out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, K-Town, called Abitron. And okay. Abitron makes a really good two-part epoxy that you're going to put together. You're going to use a putty knife to spatula into the corners. You're going to overbuild what you're patching. Then when it hardens, you're going to come back with the orbital sander and sand it and create the edges that you want. Then when you've prepped it, repaint the whole thing.
Okay. So it's just a good exterior, latex paint?
You know what? Actually, the Clark & Kensington paint from Ace, the exterior, is a really high quality premium paint at a value price. All the pricing of paint has gone way through the roof. And so if you buy that Clark & Kensington for the exterior, I think you'll be really happy with the results. And if you do the right prep work there, you'll be fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll take a quick break and be right back. I got time for just one last call, which is Dan in Arlington Heights. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you.
How may I help you?
I'm calling regarding roof replacement. We applied... filed a claim with the insurance company for hail damage last fall. They did come out and approved certain areas, individual shingles, if you will, in the ridge vent, shingles for replacement. But the contractor seemed to be astute enough to say that the shingles that were put down by, or they were made by Elk Shingles in 2005, are not compatible with GAF shingles today. And we have a letter from Elk. We have an independent lab, both saying they should not, the shingles being produced today should not be combined with shingles produced then. And so you may have commented on that a week or two ago, but we missed the whole call.
Do you have a I am aware of that, but the fact that the manufacturer themselves are saying that to you, I mean, the insurance company now needs to step up, and that's really an issue of the insurance company recognizing the fact that, if they're saying, well, this is all we're going to pay for, if no compatible products are available, then they're asking you to compromise on the overall integrity of your home, which ultimately affects their ability to insure your home. Right? Because if it's not compatible and then the home starts leaking and you get another leak and you make another claim, this is like common sense. And there, I would go back to your agent. Do you have one of the major insurance companies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to know who it is?
Sure.
It's State Farm.
Tell them they've been around for 100 years for cry eye. And they weren't around 100 years by shortcoming their customers. And they absolutely should step up to the plate. I mean, that's the advantage of having State Farm, Allstate, these A-plus rated ones. They get it, and they're going to do a good job. But 100%, this is not something. And the fact that you already have these letters from the manufacturers, that's all the credit you need to go back to them.
Seems very conclusive. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would just push back, and then, they may not pay for it all, but they should be paying for more of it.
Yes. Well, and of course, I'm looking at a whole new roof.
Correct.
You can't match certain shingles.
Correct.
Then you have to
Correct. So, I mean, that's a question of they may, they may come back and say, we'll pay for half of it. you know, whatever. And then ultimately they go back to the policy, and we always, you know, none of us pay attention to all the fine print of the policy, but yeah. That's what they'll go back to, and you signed it, and even though you've probably been a customer like me, I've been a State Farm customer for almost 40 years. And
exactly.
You know, and they've 50. So, yeah, they need to step up, and I would just, you know, have a further conversation with your agent on this, and it should work.